Good morning, WA. Hope your Wednesday's treating you well so far.
Oh, happy hump day. I keep forgetting it's Wednesday.
How good.
That long weekend messed me up still. What day is it? What date is it? I have no idea what month we're in, mate. Anyway, something that's trending at the moment is a list that's come out from Taste Card, and that's a discount card that you can use for food in the UK.
All right.
So pretty big company there. They've come up with a list of some foods that people can never pronounce correctly.
Oh.
Yeah. Incorrectly. So
incorrect.
People aren't saying it right, Now,
correct lie,
the number one food on the list, I'm actually embarrassed because I didn't even know that it was a food. So it's this spicy pork sausage type thing.
Yeah.
And it's spelt N-D-U-J-A. You pronounce it as Nduja, but everyone calls it Nduja. Anyway, we're going to skip that one because we're not fancy enough to know what that even is.
You skip it, Nduja.
So I've got... Nduja.
Nduja.
Good job. So I've got four easy ones here for you. Firstly,
okay, hit me.
You know those little Japanese dumplings, goiza?
Goiza.
How do you really say goiza?
Goiza. G-O-Y-Z-A, isn't it?
Mate, it's gyoza.
Gyoza.
That's how you got it. Like, yowza.
Gyoza.
Gyoza. All right, chorizo. You're having some chorizo on your pizza.
Yeah,
how do you say chorizo, mate? Because that's not right.
Oh, is it chorizo?
It's chorizo. Like a
chorizo.
Rather than a cha.
Well, Italy? You know? Is it Italy?
Yep.
Should have used an S.
Yeah, idiots. Okay. Now, I love this one because my friend told me years ago and I thought she was lying. Bruschetta. How do you say bruschetta?
Oh, is it bruschetta?
Not with the accent, but
yeah, it is
there
with the
accent. There you go, bruschetta.
If you're fancy enough to be having bruschetta.
Yeah, but you're not going to order bruschetta at the cafe. It's just embarrassing. You say bruschetta.
Yeah,
you know what
you
I mean?
Do.
There's
yeah.
an H in there. And then lastly, pho. You know people love 24-hour pho.
Oh,
and
our
go
boss.
Get some pho.
Our boss will love this one.
Oh, Amy.
Our boss, Amy,
yep.
always like goes and buys pho.
Pho.
Yeah, you know, you would have heard it in the last couple of weeks. She
right.
goes and gets pho.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's fa.
Fa.
Yeah.
I'm always like, what? What happened?
What's happening? No, but it's fa. Like F-U-H essentially is how fa. You pronounce it. Fa, not fo.
Yeah.
And why is it spelled fo?
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks so much
Two
for that.
Foes. Sorry, that was a stretch, that one.
That was not good. Dirty before 6:30.
But before we get to that, the stories that are always just a little bit too adult, so they're early in the show,
mm-hmm.
away from little ears. And we're talking butts this morning.
Ooh, butts.
Butts. A little bit of weird surgery, actually, to do with the butt.
Yeah.
Well, the surgery, I suppose the surgery itself is not weird. It was the way the surgery was conducted.
Okay.
It was a bit bizarre. Young lady by the name of Courtney Rupert.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently quite Instagram famous. 1.5 million followers.
Nothing on me.
Nothing on me.
Mm-hmm.
She is a bit of a Pamela Anderson style, kind
yep.
of. That's the
likes
look.
Getting work done.
Yeah, well, not so much that, just, you know, the blonde, buxom
right,
lady.
Yep.
Yeah. She has decided to get herself a butt lift.
Yes,
right?
A Brazilian butt lift. Get those curves in.
And what she did to make it a little bit different
mm-hmm.
was that she had the surgery live streamed.
To Instagram?
On the gram.
Very personal thing to do.
Yeah, would have thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went to the Beverly Hills Rejuvenation Center and they shared the footage on their Instagram story, showing Courtney lying on a table getting a Sculptra butt lift.
See, I know someone who's done the exact same thing. Someone who, she actually used to be from WA, she now lives over East, and she is now Insta-famous, someone that I used to be quite good friends with, and she's Insta-famous for this, for getting work done and just being super open about it.
Oh.
And I actually watched her live stream when she was
her
getting...
Her butt lift?
Her butt lift, yes.
What, so Courtney's behind the eight ball
she
here.
Is. Yeah, she is.
Been done, Courts.
But I guess this is, you know, different country. There's
true.
Probably many people that have done it before, and it is very, it was a bit gross to watch, but
yeah.
it is really interesting, and for those that are considering getting it done, it's a really good way to just look and be like, this is exactly what's going to be happening to my body.
Yeah, true.
You know, do I want this or do I not?
What do they actually do?
Well, what I saw was a bit gross. Just imagine, you know, normally for, you know, burns or they're fixing something else with an operation, they'll get fat from your bum and put it somewhere else.
Oh.
It's sort of just doing it the other way around.
Oh.
So they're just shoving this stuff into your bum, really.
Oh.
They've cut it open and they're just putting some padding in there and then lifting it up. And it was very, it wasn't a delicate thing that I was seeing.
It sounds graphic.
Yeah.
Which actually makes me wonder, it's a little bit worse because the clinic decided to have a party in the background of the the surgery clinic. They got a window there. And they decided to have what they call A-list guests. I'm going to contest that because I didn't recognise any of the names on the list.
And you weren't invited.
No, we weren't there, so obviously not. Mm. I googled one of the names, Teresa Giddis.
I wish I knew.
Giddis, something like that. Apologies for the pronunciation, Teresa. Mm. She's a real housewife of New Jersey.
Oh, right, okay. So, and she was there at the party.
So
the viewing party.
Stretch of the term A-list, I would have thought. But there you go. If you want to get yourself a butt lift.
Yeah, go onto her Insta, check it out. Know what you're getting yourself into.
Well, check out that live stream.
It's the Jesse and Jules with Sian catch-up on Hit FM.
We're lyric associating at the moment, Sian.
Yes, we are. So you're going to give me a word. We've got Emily from Bunbury. Now, we need to buzz in with our names if we think we've got it, and then we've got to sing a song with that word in it. Emily, are you ready?
Sure am.
All right. So your first word this morning is whenever.
Sian.
Oh, no, I'm going to give that to Em.
Okay.
Oh, tight. All right, do I go?
Yep, go.
Whenever.
Whenever. That's what I had.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that. I wonder whether that one would get, like, whether you go straight to Shakira.
One for Emily.
All right, one
for
Emily.
Me.
Your second word, stay in the game here, Sianos, is butterfly.
I'm thinking.
Think
of,
old school.
Okay. I'm thinking, I'm like a bird.
No.
But that didn't say butterfly.
No.
Oh, Sian. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
All righty. One all.
Okay, so is this for the win?
This is for the win here this morning, Emily.
Oh, God. Okay.
Pressure's on. Okay, last word. Fancy.
Sian.
Ooh.
I'm so fancy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Emily, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
That was deserving.
That was actually very good from Sian, wasn't it?
Oh, thank you. I just got nervous because you had such a good start, and so I feel like I really just came out there at the
smash
end.
Back at her. Yeah,
yeah, I wanted to push a button.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
No worries.
Jesse and Jules with Sian on Hit FM. The best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Sian. Probably.
When you lost something for an extended period of time.
Yeah, now I just found my sunnies after 6 months of them being lost. They were just in my mum's car. But I want to know, what did you lose and how long did you lose it for?
Yeah, because it's quite, you've already moved on. You've replaced it.
Yeah,
you've
I know.
You've got something else.
I'm upset.
And then they come back into your
life.
Now, Chloe from Bunbury, what did you lose for an extended period of time?
Oh, I lost my Beats wireless headphones.
And they're expensive.
Yeah, they were really expensive. I lost them at the gym, and every time I went into the gym for, 6 months later, I'd go into the gym, and my headphones, my new ones I ended up getting, kept pairing off. And I'm like, why is this happening? And, it took about 2 weeks to discover that my phone was pairing with my old set of headphones that was kept in the office in lost property.
Oh, my God.
Way.
Have you ever asked them, do you have my headphones? Or did you just assume someone had taken them?
No, so I went up there and I'm like, my phone seems to be pairing. And she's like, oh, yeah, we're just looking at these, who they were. And I was like, they're my headphones.
How long did you say they were missing for?
9 months.
Oh my God.
That's the perfect way to prove that they're yours. You know when you lose your phone, you got to put your passcode in to prove it? This is like, well, no, look, Bluetooth matched up. It's mine.
But also, how good are the batteries on Beats headphones that they last 9 months?
I know. That's what I was like. I was like, how does that even work?
Yeah, good. Cheers for the call, Chloe.
Could have had a baby in that time.
All righty, let's go to Megan from Gueriting. Megan, what did you lose?
I was in Sydney back in the start of 2011, and I was about 13 years old. I had a bracelet that I really, really loved, and walking around Sydney and went back to the hotel room that night, I thought I'd lost it, thought maybe someone had pickpocketed off at my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago, being 2019, going to my nana's suitcase, and it's right there.
8 years later.
8 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I was so happy.
Did you say it was in your nan's suitcase?
In my Nana's suitcase.
Oh, thanks, Nan. Thanks,
Nana. Nana didn't bring it back for you? Or didn't look for it?
I completely forgot. I'd obviously put it in there without telling anyone. They were looking everywhere for it as well in Sydney. And yeah.
You know when you get back from a holiday and you don't unpack your suitcase for a long time? Nan, I think 8 years is
Are you guys ready?
You versus us, powered by Optus. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile.
Erin from Bunbury, who would you like to take on this morning?
You please, Jessie.
Ooh.
Alrighty, I will be the quiz master. Oops.
Who did it yesterday? Did you go yesterday?
No, I think it's been you for the last 2 days.
Oh, I'm on a streak. All right.
Yeah. Okay. So number one.
Did you win yesterday, though?
Did you? Yeah, you did.
I think I did.
Just.
Yeah. I mean, just. I'm on a streak.
Very
it's
close.
It's the second day of the week, so I've won one.
All right. So remember just to buzz in with your name when you're ready. Now, number one is a multiple choice.
Okay.
Which TV series from the mid-noughties included the characters Seth, Summer, Ryan, and Marissa?
Oh, Jesse.
Yep.
The OC.
Good job. You're too good. Didn't even know which one it was. Okay. He's quick this morning, Erin.
Yes, I know.
Number two is a true or false. WA is home to the highest capita of self-made millionaires anywhere.
Erin? True.
It is true.
Is that true?
Yeah, anywhere. Self-made millionaires.
All right, 13, 12, 16. If you're a millionaire, give us some cash.
Yeah, please.
There's a few of you getting around.
All right, number three. It's one all at the moment. Boasting such hits as Battle Scars, Choir,
Jessie.
And Bloodstone. Yes.
Guy Sebastian.
Well done. It was quite an early buzz in from you.
Yeah, I went early.
The question was actually which Aussie singer will host this year's ARIA Awards.
Oh, really? Is he hosting?
He sure is. Yeah, love right. Guy Sebastian. Yeah. All right, two for Jessie, one for Erin.
Right.
Okay, number four is multiple choice.
Okay.
Which former player has just been appointed as the new coach for the Fremantle Dockers?
Erin.
Erin?
Justin Longmire.
Oh, my God. Yeah, all right. This is too all now.
I almost just was like, J-Lo.
Yeah.
I nearly said it too.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is the tiebreaker. It's currently two all.
Okay.
All right, number five for the win. Which two singers will replace Taylor Swift at the Melbourne Cup this year?
Oh. Jesse, is one of them Kelly Clarkson?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I do have a clue here.
Oh, what?
Yeah. But, okay, do I give it? It just feels like it's unfair because you didn't get
do
it.
Do I get to buzz in again if you give the clue?
Okay, fine. Fine. But Erin.
Is Erin agreeing to
this
that?
This could be you.
Okay.
The clue is they collaborated on the smash hit Senorita.
Camila Cabello. Oh, sorry, Erin and is it Shawn Mendes? No, yes.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's not no. We're happy for you.
Yeah,
we're happy.
Good on ya. $100 all yours. Thanks to the guys at Optus. Erin, congrats.
Thank you.
And I reckon you must be the first win we've had in a little while.
In quite a while, yeah. Over a week, I think.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, look out.
Good job. Look out. I'm a genius.
Smartest person in WA.
Busselton Central Shopping Centre, an exciting place for the whole family to shop.
Yesterday, during the show, the Bieber wedding was on.
Oh, I know. Sad that we couldn't go.
You know, I was shocked to hear we didn't get invites. But there's already been leaked photos from the wedding doing the rounds. We got Dean McCarthy live from LA on the phone to fill us in. What? Who was there, Dean?
Good morning, everyone. Look, talk about a star-studded guest list. Usher was there, Ed Sheeran was there, the Kardashians, Kylie Jenner, even little Stormy Kardashian Jenner. Scott, whatever her daughter's name is. Never thought about that. It's a fabulous star sort of wedding. Here's the funny thing, though. All of the guests had to hand in their phones, of course, when they checked in, because, you know, he was going to sell these photos to some sort of probably like the cover of American People magazine or something. Well, someone snuck a cell phone in there, a mobile phone over here, and has photos of the two taking to the dance floor. It really is a beautiful-looking wedding, and, of course, stay tuned in the coming days to find out more. But what's funny is, as you might remember, they tried to buy the entire hotel out, but three people wouldn't budge and three people stayed and enjoyed the festivities.
That is so cool. Imagine if you just jagged an invite.
I know. And those three people can claim forever that they were at Justin Bieber's wedding. Now, something else we spoke about yesterday was the clueless star, Stacey Dash. Now, what's her update on her story?
The update on this is it's pretty dark, actually. She is claiming that she can't afford private lawyer representation. So she's going to have like a public lawyer, you know, assigned to her from the government. As well as that, she's saying that her son and husband or ex-husband actually conspired together to make it up to get her arrested. So she's saying that the whole thing was a setup. Stay tuned as we learn more. She's very unpopular in Hollywood. She has some really out there views, very conservative views that upset a lot of people in Hollywood.
Yeah, right. Before we let you go, Dean, let's talk The Masked Singer in Australia. For some reason, it's making headlines over in the States.
So funny. So here's the thing. The American Masked Singer has started just a couple of days ago, but everyone in America has been talking about the Australian version because Lindsay Lohan has put the Australian one on the map. All the Americans have been watching, and the funny part is this. Everyone's laughing about the fact that Lindsay doesn't know any of the Aussie celebrities.
Yes.
She guessed, like, these American celebrities that it would never, ever be. Like, the other night, I think she guessed it was one of the Backstreet Boys, which is absolutely not even in the realm of possibility, which is hilarious. And the Americans all wait for the dramatic reveal, but then when they're dramatic revealed, like, sorry, spoiler coming, spoiler, turn the phone off or radio off. Wendell Saylor, when he was revealed, everyone in America was like, I have no idea who that is.
I know, we did speak about this before. Lindsay Lohan, I don't think she's known anyone that's come out of the show yet, and it's
not
the best part of watching the show.
None.
And I hope as the season goes on, the producers prompt her less and less, because it's just gold. It's great. Dean, thanks so much for filling us in this morning, mate.
Chat tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.